Chapter 5, Sam Allen, former Negro League player, Kansas City Monarchs, 1957. We played before some big crowds back then, 20,000 to 30,000 people. That's the reason Branch Rickey went and got Jackie Robinson. Rube Foster was a genius in 1919. After the race riots in Chicago, black soldiers came back from World War I and were being pushed out, and so they formed the Negro National League in 1920. By 1924, Negro League Baseball was the third largest black-owned business in America. In 1924, they drew over 400,000 fans. In New York, they were drawing 40 to 50,000. The Brooklyn Dodgers were drawing 12 to 13,000. The book is ready. Make sure to purchase your copy today. It is now available on Amazon, and our website makes sure to get it today. That's www.feoa.info. Game changer. Rube Foster and the Birth of Black Baseball. Not just another book, but the book of books for a 21st century generation. Be sure to purchase your copy of the book. You won't regret it. Click the link to share, subscribe, follow, or like us on social media. Thank you in advance for your support. That's www.feoa.info.